catching you up on the latest stories from around the Sunshine State that you should know heading into this Thursday, June 10th. I'm Melissa Fato, and this is The Point from WUFT News. The Acosta Bridge in downtown Jacksonville often lights up in celebratory colors. Red and green for Christmas, red, white, and blue for patriotic holidays, and green for St. Patrick's Day. On Tuesday, the Jacksonville Transportation Authority announced they'd be lighting up the bridge in rainbow colors for Pride Month. The lights were short-lived, however. The Florida Department of Transportation requested JTA take the lights down after they said they received complaints regarding the color scheme. Following a public outcry, the rainbow lights returned to the bridge. I spoke to WJCT reporter Brendan Rivers, who has been investigating this incident. Brendan starts by summarizing the events of the last few days.
Yeah, so the Acosta Bridge is one of several bridges that connects Jacksonville from the the west side of Jacksonville to the east side of Jacksonville over the St. Johns River, and the Jacksonville Transportation Authority JTA fairly recently installed these really cool LED lights on this bridge, and they do all these color displays throughout the year. And then yesterday they announced they'd be doing rainbow colors in honor of LGBTQ Pride Month. And they posted pictures on social media and everything, and it looked great. And then we heard last night, this morning, that they were basically taking down those rainbow lights. And so me and a bunch of other journalists in the area have kind of been scrambling, trying to figure out why that happened. Basically, what it looks like happened at this point is someone from the Florida Department of Transportation emailed JTA, said that they've received several complaints about that rainbow color scheme on the Acosta Bridge. So they asked JTA to adhere to their, quote, permitted color scheme. And according to the list that FDOT sent to JTA, there's only 10 permitted color schemes right now for the Acosta Bridge. And most of those are for holidays. And then there's that teal color for the Jacksonville Jaguars and some other things like pink for breast cancer awareness. And after getting that request, JTA just changed the colors back to solid blue. And then there's just kind of this widespread outrage around Jacksonville, people complaining about it. A lot of people are kind of blaming the governor for this. The governor's office has kind of come out and very firmly said that they had nothing to do with this decision. And FDOT is saying that the decision was made at the local level. But the good news is, I guess, depending on your perspective, the rainbow colors are coming back. FDOT, retroactively approved this color scheme. So the rainbow colors will be back on the Acosta Bridge starting tonight, and they should be there for the rest of the week.
So what was the community response like?
Pretty much as soon as the lights were changed, someone organized a march. I don't know if it's still going to happen. It looks like it still is, but I think they're planning to do a pride march on the Acosta Bridge on Saturday morning. So I get the sense that FDOT and the governor's office have kind of heard this outcry and are trying to rectify the situation as quickly as possible.
You mentioned in your story there's been a similar incident in at least one other city in Florida. Can you elaborate on that?
The story I read basically said Sarasota submitted a request to light up the Ringling Bridge with rainbow lights to celebrate Pride Month, and FDOT just straight up rejected that request. So I don't think the bridge was actually ever lit up with rainbow colors, whereas in Jacksonville it was lit up. So it might be a little different here because people actually saw it and were excited about it. So there might be more outrage here than there was in Sarasota, because people there may not have been aware that this was even a thing.
Is there anything else regarding this story that we haven't touched on?
The thing that's really interesting to me is the JTA does a lot of different color schemes for random things that are not on that list of 10. So the one that jumps out at me is recently they did orange and purple ahead of the NFL draft, where the Jacksonville Jaguars drafted Clemson quarterback Trevor Lawrence, and Clemson's colors are orange and purple. And I've asked about this. I haven't gotten a response yet, but I didn't hear anything about those colors being an issue, and they were not on this list of permitted color schemes and didn't really seem to signify anything significant.
That was WJCT reporter Brendan Rivers. To read the full story, visit WJCT.org. Now, let's get into some headlines for today. U.S. Representative Val Demings of Orlando announced her run for the U.S. Senate on Wednesday. Demings was on Joe Biden's shortlist of running mates when he was a candidate in the 2020 election. According to Bay News 9, Demings noted in her announcement that she has never tired of representing Florida, which is what drove her to run for Senate. She will be running against incumbent Senator Marco Rubio. June 12th marks the fifth anniversary of the Pulse nightclub shooting in Orlando. 49 people were killed that night, at the time the deadliest mass shooting by a single gunman in U.S. history. According to the Tampa Bay Times, organizers hope to build a memorial and a museum around the now-closed nightclub to remember the victims of the shooting. The Florida Board of Education is set to vote today on a proposed rule that would, in effect, ban the teaching of critical race theory in schools. According to Wink News, the state's largest teachers union, the Florida Education Association, opposes this change and will submit its revisions that include discussions on the contributions of African Americans, Latinos, and women in the U.S. The proposed rule change says that teachers cannot, quote, attempt to indoctrinate students. A federal court on Monday rejected the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency's approval to use aldecarb, a pesticide, on Florida's citrus groves. The Center for Biological Diversity, Environmental Working Group, and Farm Worker Association of Florida filed the lawsuit in early April to stop the pesticide from being used. According to Naples Daily News, aldecarb was previously discontinued in the U.S. after the EPA found it poses, quote, unacceptable dietary risks, especially to infants and young children. Earlier this year, Florida Agriculture Commissioner Nikki Fried blocked the use of aldecarb on Florida citrus. Subscribe to the Point newsletter, which drops the latest Florida stories into your inbox every morning, Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Visit WUFT.org for more information. I'm Melissa Fato, and you've been listening to The Point from WUFT News out of the University of Florida. Have a good one.